It's Valentine's Day, and you know what that means. Love and music is definitely in the air, Fernando.
Oh, but wait, is that Justin Bieber at the door with a box of chocolates and a new album?
An actual knock at the door. Or is it Monsta X with their new album?
Whatever it is, we're going to talk about both this week. And we're going to catch up with the new 007 singer herself, Eilish. Billie Eilish.
Her theme song sounds slightly different than that, but we're also going to hear from Tame Impala, A Boogie with Da Hoodie, Quavo, Huey freaking Lewis, and my little, like, classic rock heart. I grew up on classic rock. My dad would be so proud. It's beating. And we have a lot more to get through, but before we keep going, Fernando, are you going to answer that door? Because there's a knock.
Chelsea, there's really not anybody at the door. So let's get this party started.
Okay.
That was fake. Let's get this party started. It's New Music Friday. Time to break down this week's biggest releases. I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs. Welcome to Billboard's first stream live.
Picture perfect. You don't need no filter. Go just make them drop dead. You a killer.
All right. First up, Beliebers. Your wait is over. Justin
Thank
Bieber's
goodness.
Fifth studio album, Changes, dropped today. And why waste any time, Fernando? Let's dig right in. So we just heard a little bit of last weekend's SNL Intentions performance with Quavo. But now here's a collaboration that wasn't released in advance, Forever, featuring Post Malone and Clever.
Do you want to look at me forever, ever, ever?
When you ask me if I cheated, I said never. What are you willing to do to stay together?
Now, with the album's release, we also got a chance to hear Lil Dicky teaming up with Justin on Running Over, while Travis Scott joins in on this track, Second Emotion.
You got the keys to my city.
And of course, we've already heard Yummy and the remix with Summer Walker, both of which are on the album. But this week, Florida Georgia Line revealed that a country version of Yummy is dropping February 19th.
What?
I'm here for it.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. We're going to cover that next week on First Stream Live, of course. Mm-hmm. But as we revel in all the new Justin Bieber music we're getting, Zane Lowe sat down with Justin to discuss the album. And you can see the whole interview on Apple Music as of Saturday. But let's listen to a little of what Justin had to say right now.
I'm friggin' married now, and I got the best wife in the world. She supports me through so much. I'm really honored to be her husband, and I just...
Really? You've made a whole album about it.
It's, you know, this is an album I wrote in the first year of our marriage, you know? So it's like, it's so fresh, and there's, you know, there's so much more to learn about commitment and, you know, building trust and foundation. I'm looking forward to continuing to build and make music that's going to reflect that.
And now we have Billboard's Jason Lipschitz here with us to talk about the album. So
yes.
Jason, Justin is really opening up about his personal life on Changes. Is this his most personal album yet?
I think so, for sure. I mean, I think that if you listen to this album and you listen to Purpose or any other Justin albums from the past, you definitely hear a newfound maturity. This is really, to me, his first adult album. Purpose was personal in points where, you know, he was apologizing for past transgressions, but he was still learning how to kind of make his way in the world. Changes definitely is the sound of an artist who is settled down both within his romantic life, but also in his personal life. And I think that in terms of being personal, he really unpacks what that entails. Everything about their relationship is on display, pretty much. And then also talking about his faith, talking about his struggles and kind of overcoming everything. This is definitely his most personal to date.
And how do you expect the album to perform? I mean, is it going to make a big impact for Justin? This is a big deal.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's interesting because I'm sure people will listen to this album and want more really like up-tempo dance tracks. They want their next Sorry. They want some of the songs that he's collaborated on with DJ Khaled and Major Lazer. That's just not where his head is at right now. But I do think that fans are going to really enjoy this. I'm interested to hear how songs like Yummy and Intentions translate to a stadium stage, because, you know, as you know, he's played stadiums with a very choreography heavy setup, and songs like Yummy and the rest of this album are not conducive to something like that. So that'll be fascinating to me. But I think that dipping back into R&B for fans of his 2013 project Journals, they're going to love this one. And I think fans of just his voice, he sounds great on the album. He sounds confident. I think people are going to really like it. Yeah, these are my only intentions.
All my troubles seem so far away.
That's Billie Eilish following up her 5 wins at the Grammys.
Yes. 5.
With a performance at last Sunday's Oscars on ABC. I know you saw this. She and her brother Phineas, of course, they teamed up for a somber take on the Beatles classic yesterday.
They did such a great job.
But before she even took the stage, Billie stole the show from the audience with hilarious "what is going on" facial expressions.
I was dying. She was literally mood. And I feel
she's
like
she's just
exactly
as shocked as the rest of us.
Yeah, we're going to be using those memes for years. But
Yeah, for sure.
All that was only the beginning of Billie's big week, which ended with a new track that left us shaken and, I have to say, stirred. The 25th James Bond film, No Time to Die, doesn't arrive until April 10th, but we now have the theme song with the same title, and Billie is officially the youngest person ever to record a theme song for a 007 film, which is insane. She co-wrote it with Phineas, her brother, and the haunting piano and intimate vocals create a perfect vibe for what we're expecting to be the final film of the more somber Daniel Craig era of James Bond. Now, let's go ahead and dive right in. Here's No Time to Die.
Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you dead or paradise? Now you'll never see me cry. There's just no time to die.
Billie has done so much in a short period of time. There's even a documentary about her coming soon. It's expected out sometime this year. And Billboard's Lindsay Havens talked to the singer about it on the Grammys red carpet. That was last month.
Yeah.
You have a documentary coming up. Are you going to watch it before it comes out?
Girl, I hope so, because I better get some say in what's in it and what's not. Dude, they have filmed some stuff that I'm like, please don't put that in there. Like, just me being annoying or whatever. But yeah, I'll watch it. I'll watch it for sure. I'm excited.
Do you feel like there's anything that we don't know about you yet?
Hella Hella Dude.
All right, next up, fans of Monsta X are still recovering from the departure of the original member Won Ho, but the now 6-member Korean group is ready to break further into the American pop mainstream. And now this week, we have their first ever English language album, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, my friend's daughter, she is actually, she's just enthralled with Korean culture
now. No way.
Especially because of K-pop, and she loves Monsta X.
Aww.
She's taking Korean language classes.
The effect that Monsta X, BTS, NCT 127 have on their fans, like, that's really wild. And I kind of love to hear that.
I mean, and the great thing here is that now she'll be able to listen to Monsta X in Korean as well as English. So
that's so great.
This is excellent news.
Definitely. Well, All About Love arrived actually this week, and the set features some previously released singles like Who Do You Love, featuring French Montana.
If you can say that I'm the one for sure, then I'm
Someone, Someone, and Middle of the Night are also on the track list, along with Love You, and we are still singing along to that one. And yes, Monsta X, we definitely know what you mean.
But I know you know what I mean, what I mean, what I say, that I really wanna.
Now let's listen to a brand new track we finally got to hear today, Beside You, featuring Pitbull.
You want it all, you deserve it, cause baby, you a star.
No matter where you are tonight, I'ma fly around the whole world to find you. I know you could be that down to right. You know I will leave oceans behind you.
And you know what, Fernando? Actually, below where I'm sitting right now at 97.1 Amp Radio in LA, in my station, downstairs, Monsta X just, I was just with them. I just took a picture with them. They did a performance and also a Q&A. So here's what they had to say.
Why an album all about love? Like, why that topic? Why now?
Because, you know, love is the best thing what we can do. And,
whoa, yeah.
And as a humanity, and you know, there's lots of way to express love, and that's why we prepared like 11, 12 tracks.
Is there a song that you love to perform so far from the new record?
I say Middle of the Night.
Yes.
Yeah. What song is it then?
All right, this has been a week to die for in Sam Smith land. See what I did there?
Yeah, I liked it. You did great. Very clever.
One day after literally opening a wig shop in London, Sam snatched our wigs by announcing the release date and title of their long-awaited third studio album.
My wig is on the floor.
It is called, that's right, To Die For, and it's arriving on May 1st.
Yes.
But back to that wig shop.
Yes, please. Back to the wig shop.
It's an actual shop featuring just about every hairstyle you could ask for. And it was open for business on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week in London's Soho neighborhood. This wig shop was set up to promote the album's first single, which landed today.
Yes.
The album is called To Die For. The shop is called To Die For. And the single, I'll give you just one guess. What do you think it's called?
It's To Die For.
Couples holding hands on the runway. They're all posing in a picture frame whilst my world's crashing down. Solo shadow on the sidewalk. Just want somebody to die for.
Sam also talked a little more about that in an interview with Zane Lowe for Apple Music.
To Die For me is a song that if I didn't release it soon, it would die for me. The sentiment would die for me because it's about something that I felt very much last year and I still feel it because I'm still single.
What is it?
It's not loneliness. It's more like...
A yearning?
A yearning. I got a taste of what it would be like to spend your time with someone. And I want that. I want that again.
We are listening to It Might Be Time, but I think we all agree that it's definitely time for musical mastermind Kevin Parker's fourth album as Tame Impala.
Yes.
It has been nearly a half decade since the release of the psych soul masterpiece Currents in 2015. And if you are a Tame Impala fan, we have been waiting
like
for so
long.
Like
you are.
I know.
You're a big fan.
Definitely going to have this album on repeat this weekend.
Yes.
Kevin's kept busy as a producer to the stars, of course. But today, Tame Impala's new record, The Slow Rush, has arrived. The main topic of The Slow Rush is, no surprise, time. There are songs about obsessing over the past and sharing anxiety over the future. Here's a little bit more of the track It Might Be Time, where Kevin taunts himself about potentially losing his mojo. Meanwhile, on Posthumous Forgiveness, he confronts a complicated relationship with his late father, who died in 2009. It's the most introspective Tame Impala album yet and full of sonic experimentation, which is exactly what I expect from Tame Impala. Kevin tells Billboard's Tatiana Serrasano all about it. And you should check out that full interview on billboard.com. It's up there right now. Here is a little bit of Kevin talking about making his vocals more prominent than ever on this record.
Every album I've done, I've regretted mixing the vocals so low because being the singer and the mixing engineer, that being the same person, is kind of deadly. The setup of Tame Impala makes it kind of deadly because it's like with other artists, even if the artist is doubting it, by then it's out of their hands, you know? Mm-hmm. But when it's me carrying
one
it the
two,
whole
you
way,
can keep going.
It's me carrying the torch.
Yeah, that makes total sense actually.
There's no passing of the torch, it's me the whole way. You know? So that creates opportunities for me to f it up. And so every album I've done, I've been like, Kevin, just f***ing, just like, let the people hear your voice.
Yeah.
You know? Let the people listen to your words, you know?
I be feeling like the king of my city.
It is good to be the king, Fernando. I'm not saying
yes,
I am, but that's a boogie with the hoodie on King of My City from his third studio album, Artist 2.0. Now, the new collection dropped today, and it's actually the follow-up to 2018's Hoodie Season, which peaked at number one on the Billboard 200. Now, it's no surprise that a boogie attracted a ton of high-profile guests on his latest project. We've got features from DaBaby, who's killing it right now, Roddy Ricch, Beach, Young Thug, Summer Walker. Plus, Lil Uzi Vert appears on this track called Love Is Art. Just up in stylus, feel like a privilege now. Me and my butt so deep, no, we not sitting down. Yeah, I was one side over, I had to hold it down. And me and Bubba the homie, nigga, go round for round. A Boogie also linked up with another past collaborator last year who was featured on Khalid's song Right Back, and Khalid then returns the favor by showing up on the Artist 2.0 track Another Day Gone.
Billboard's Karl Lamar caught up with A Boogie this week and they talked about his work with Khalid.
Cooking up with Khalid is a very cool moment because, first of all, I live a whole different life than him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though we both celebrities and all that, he's at a whole different lane than me, and,
mm-hmm.
and I look up to that lane.
Mm-hmm.
I respect every genre and every mm-hmm. lane, so just being with Khalid in the studio, period, like, it's a blessing
right.
that I can do that coming from where I come from.
In the interview, A Boogie also discussed his overall music release strategy and how he likes to stay away from the idea of singles.
I love the fact that I really could switch lanes and play around with my sound, because
mm-hmm.
to me it's all about the art and the creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm making my songs nowadays, it's not about the one song, it's about the follow-up and,
mm-hmm.
and the smooth ride home, driving in your car for a whole hour listening to A Boogie album, and that's the best part about me. I can't just drop a single and call it a single no more. I don't even drop singles.
Mm-hmm.
I just drop songs when I want to drop a song and I want people to hear it, but I feel like a single is more commercial, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I do commercial when I want to do commercial. I go over my like my vibe more and timing more.
All right, next up, let's talk hip-hop trio Migos. The guys are back, thank goodness. They're teaming up with Travis Scott and Young Thug for a new track called Give No I don't know why
Chelsea.
I went up on the but I felt it felt right in the moment. Now, it's incredibly exciting to have the new track, but we're also looking ahead to the Migos project Culture 3. Of course, the upcoming set will be the follow-up to 2018's Culture 2, which debuted at the top of the Billboard 200 albums chart. Needless to say, though, fans have been dying for info about the new album. So here's Billboard's Karl Lamar again to help us out. He's always helping us out.
Yes, he is.
He caught up with Migos member Quavo at the Grammys and got his intel on Culture 3.
We're working on Culture 3 right now. It should be dropping this summer, so just be ready. We're working real hard. We've been in the studio countless hours, non-sleep, not even going home to get rest. So hope y'all be ready for it.
I know a couple fans were scared because, you know, Offset was saying this might be the last one. Is it the last Migo album?
The last chapter. It's the last chapter of Culture, you know what I'm saying? We got Culture 1, Culture 2, Culture 3. Now it's time to, like, close that moment of Culture. It's time to move on as the Migos to another journey in life. And y'all will pretty much see after Culture 3, but it's not like the end of Migos or nothing. It's the last chapter of Culture.
Is While We're Young. As yes. we move on now to a very welcome return. Chelsea, I have a feeling you're going to be overjoyed by this.
I'm very excited.
A couple of years ago, Huey Lewis's performing career seemed to be over due to his hearing issues.
But we have good news today. So as yes. we celebrate Valentine's Day with Weather, the first new album of mostly original material from Huey Lewis in the news since 2001's Plan B, the guys also now have a stage musical. I love this. I'm so excited. The nerd in me that like grew up on classic rock is so excited about this, Fernando. I could like pee my pants or scream or one of the two.
Now,
I don't know. Those are drastic.
Now you'll have to go and see it. It's called The Heart of Rock and Roll, appropriately enough.
Yes, and there's a documentary film that's being made. So as for the album, they've been working on the songs for several years. One in particular, as Huey told Billboard's Gary Graff, dates back two whole decades.
You know, they all have different stories. I mean, the oldest one is Her Love Is Killing Me, which Chris and I wrote at least 20 years ago. And then we just couldn't get it right for some reason. You know, we just never did. And then we resurrected it once in a session, and we decided we were going to play it live. We tried it with a drum machine and then buffed it into the whole band halfway through. Oh, that's going to be cool. And it wasn't. And then we tried that for a tour. It didn't work. And I don't know what happened, but somehow we resurrected it again, and it got real groovy. And, you know, it's funny because it's such a simple song, and the simple ones are the hardest ones to get right.
Stumbling and tumbling like a bumblebee. Her life is killing me. Her life is killing me.
Huey also talked to Billboard about the current state of his hearing, which he ranks on a 1 to 10 scale that changes almost daily.
Hmm.
He wears hearing aids and has called band rehearsals when he feels he's improving, but he hasn't been able to consider playing live again. Head to billboard.com for the full interview, but here's Huey on whether he'd be satisfied with weather if it ends up being the group's final musical statement.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I think I've been comfortable with any one of the records that was our final statement, to be honest. I mean, I hope it isn't. And I got a couple of ideas already. We wrote a song for the musical. You know, we wrote a new song. I can still write a little bit. I still hear. I can sing solo. You know, I can hear the chords. I can hear stuff in my head, but I can't sing to a band because the music, when it gets loud like that, it resonates and distorts, and it just becomes cacophony. I can't find pitch.
All right, we have come to the end of our Valentine's Day show. Chelsea, how are you celebrating this year?
I mean, Fernando, what else do you expect? You know, I'm listening to new music and counting down to the BTS album in just 1 week.
Oh my God, 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 God.
BTS. 1 week. That's all you need to know to tune in to our next episode.
Yes.
Don't forget to join us every Friday on Billboard.com for your insider's guide to all the best new music. I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs. And guess what? We'll see you next week on First Stream Live. Go, go, go.